conscious of that tells me that I'm having one of my human perspectives rather than my source perspectives. Now, what is it that I'm doing? And what you're doing when you have that fear is you're thinking thoughts like, I'm not good enough, which is upstream when your source is saying, oh, yes, you are. You're saying, I don't know what I'm talking about when your source is saying, oh, yes, you do. You're saying, but what if people won't hear me when your source is saying it's not your job to make them hear you? It's just your job to speak what you know. In other words, fear only comes when you conjure, and you do a pretty good job of it by the time you've got fear going. In other words, when you have something that you really want to do that was set into motion even before you came forth into this body, and you get contrary of that in your thoughts, it gives you that uncomfortable emotion. So what we're saying to you, and we want to say it to you so clearly that you will really, really hear it, that fear is not telling you that something unwanted is going to happen. It's telling you that in this moment you're not up to speed with who you are relative to that thought that you are thinking. That's all. Esther remembers in the early days of Jerry dragging her out and propping her up in front of people like this. He promised he wouldn't tell. He promised it would be a secret. He did. And as Esther began, in rooms not this large, but people just this intense, she would feel some of what you're talking about, that feeling of self-consciousness, a feeling of insecurity, a feeling of not enoughness, a feeling of blame, what have you gotten me into, a feelings that did not feel good, feelings that a less determined person would just turn right away and run. But then she discovered that as she relaxed and quieted her mind and allowed in her quieting of the mind her vibration to raise, and in allowing her vibration to raise, the fullness of who she is to flow and Abraham to dominate her vibration, the fear went away. Now, how could that be so? How could she be feeling fear in one moment and not in another? Because in one moment, she was not up to speed with who she is. And in the next moment, she was, you see.
I do.
So no matter what the label is you give to the negative emotion, it always means the same thing. You're thinking a thought in a way that is so different from the way your inner being, the source within you, the God within you, thinks it, that as long as you're doing that, you are activating some sort of vibration that is perpetuating some sort of seeming separation between you and you, and it's not ever going to feel good, and nothing's going to ever feel good again unless you stop doing that thing you're doing that's got you separated. And when you stop doing that thing you do that's got you separated, you're going to come back into alignment, and then you'll feel good. But that's the only way you're ever going to feel good, you see. A lot of people say, oh, I'll feel good when the conditions change, and then I'll observe the improved conditions. And we say, still, you're focusing on something that has you more in alignment. You say, yeah, that's why I need to control the world. That's why I need the people who think like me to vote in the way that I do, and we need to enforce it so that everybody can do the things that make me feel good. And we say, how's that working out? There's only bondage in that. The only place you will ever find freedom is in the freedom to direct your thoughts into alignment with your source. And when you do that, you will feel free, you see. Very good.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed. On the aisle here, stand if you think it's you. Yes.
Okay. Hello. First of all, I'm thrilled to be here. Thank you very much for coming to Toronto. It's like a dream come true for me. I have three questions, so I'll try and make them brief.
We have one answer and we're going to make it long.
Okay. My first question is about my 7-year-old who's in grade 2. And ever since he was in junior kindergarten, he has told me every single day how he hates school, how it's a waste of his time, he doesn't see the point of going to school, and why do I make him do something he doesn't want to do? Thanks to one of your books, we came across the idea of the Sudbury School, and we found one in Toronto, and we're trying to arrange things so that we can move to Toronto to put him in that school. Meanwhile, another school came up, and that school says that they tailor-make the program to suit the child's needs, and it's a very nurturing environment, and very respectful, and that they've seen within